CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday, the 18th of June, 2023. Here are the main news headlines. His late Majesty King Hussein of Jordan's UK amateur radio equipment, coding and amateur radio, RSGB Convention 2022 presentations. The Radio Society of Great Britain is delighted to announce that Her Majesty Queen Noor of Jordan has chosen to donate the UK amateur radio equipment of His late Majesty King Hussein of Jordan to the Society. His Majesty was a great ambassador for amateur radio, and whenever his official duties allowed, his radio call sign JY1 could be heard on the amateur bands. He always operated in a modest fashion, never announcing himself as King Hussein, always just Hussein from Jordan. A permanent display is being organised at the RSGB National Radio Centre so that the equipment can be used to help inspire people to get involved in amateur radio and promote communication, friendship and understanding throughout the many countries and cultures of the world. The RSGB extends its thanks to Her Majesty for this generous donation. National Coding Week has been run for many years in the third week of September. Coding is still used increasingly in amateur radio, and the BBC Microbit and the Arduino have made it easier for radio amateurs of all ages to discover more about this. As part of its commitment to encourage youngsters into amateur radio and to support lifelong learning, the RSGB will be providing resources and creating coding activities for people to get involved in throughout the month of September. The Society is keen to hear from volunteers who have ideas for this initiative and would like to be part of it. Further details will follow, but if you're interested in the first instance, please contact Examine Syllabus Review Group member John Hislop, G70HO, via g70ho@rsgb.org.uk. The RSGB has released two further Convention 2022 presentations. In the first, Noel Matthews, GHGDZ, provides an introduction to the challenges of operating on 122 GHz and gives an overview of the VK3CV designed transverter boards, which have put operation within the reach of amateurs without requiring advanced electronic and mechanical engineering skills. He tells the story of how he and Dave, G1EHF, used the boards to work up from their first QSO over 2 kilometres to breaking the UK record for 122 GHz at 36.5 kilometres. Secondly, in presentation called HF Propagation, What Do the Numbers Mean?, RSGB Propagation Studies Committee Chairman Steve Nichols, G0KYA, unravels what terms such as Solar Flux Index, SSN, A and K Index, and Solar Wind Speed mean, and explains how to find the best HF conditions. You can watch both on the RSGB YouTube channel at youtube.com/the RSGB. After serving for 9 years on the RSGB Trophy Managers, retiring, and the Society is looking for a new volunteer for this role, the position is part of the RSGB Volunteer Leadership Team, reporting to the board, working in close relationship with the three contest committees and the RSGB General Manager. The Trophy Manager looks after the RSGB's trophies, arranges for their engraving and presentation to recipients, and maintains the trophy's history. If you're interested in applying for the role or would like to find out more, email gm.dept, that's D-E-P-T, at rsgb.org.uk. The GQRP Club is running a fun event called the Summer Sizzler from Saturday the 17th to Sunday the 25th of June. It's not a contest, it's a relaxed on-air QRP event. It's an ideal opportunity to meet and greet new and old friends, to test your latest homebrew creations, and fill the bands with friendly QRP activity. The best logbook for the event will win the inaugural GM3OXX trophy. This will be decided upon by adjudicators, will not necessarily be awarded to the entrant with the most contacts. unusual or remarkable logbooks have just as much chance of winning. For more information, visit gqrp.com/awards.htm. The Royal Air Force cadets are running their popular radio communications event Exercise Blue Ham on the 60-metre shared band from the 19th and 23rd of June from 7pm to 9pm local time. Contact can be made via USB, voice, PSK31 or Olivia 1500. Details can be found by following the Exercise Blue Ham link at Alpha Charlie, that's all one word and spelt out, .org.uk. Details of rallies and events. The East Suffolk Wireless Revival, known as the Ipswich Radio Rally, takes place today, Sunday the 18th of June. The venue is the Curtin Recreation Ground, Back Road Curtin, IP10 0PW, just off the A14. Doors open 9:30, entrance fee £3. The venue has free car parking. There'll be trade stands, car boot sale, bring and buy area, special interest groups, an RSGB bookstall and much more. Catering is available on site. For more information, contact Kevin, G8MXV, on 07710 046846 and visit eswr.org.uk. The Newbury Radio Rally takes place on Sunday the 25th of June. The venue will be Newbury Showground, next to junction 13 of the M4 in Berkshire, RG189QZ. There'll be a display area with an amateur radio station, exhibits, special interest groups, clubs and societies. The doors open to sellers at 8 a.m, visitors at 9 a.m. Ample parking is available, £3 for visitors. That's entry, £3 for visitors. Sellers pitch costs £15. On-site catering and disabled facilities will be available. More information, email newburyrally, one word, at nadars.org.uk and visit nadars.org.uk. The Barford Norfolk Radio Rally takes place on the 2nd of July, Sunday. The venue will be Barford Village Hall and Green, Barford in Norwich, NR94AB. Doors open 9 a.m. for visitors, 8 a.m. for traders. The event features trade stands, car boot sale, bring and buy, raffle, repeater groups, catering and free car parking. Entry costs £2.50 per person. Under 16s admitted free. For more information, contact radio at dcpmicro.com and visit Norfolk Amateur Radio, all one word, .org. The Cornish Radio Amateur Club Rally takes place on Sunday the 9th of July at Penair School, Truro, in Cornwall, of course, TR1TN. Doors open 10:30, £3 admission. There'll be traders, bring and buy, and club stalls. Car parking and catering is available. Contact Ken, G0FIC, 01209-821073. Special event news today is the last chance to work PD 2023 APD. The station is active to mark Autistic Pride Day, which is held on the 18th of June every year. Listen for the call sign on the 10, 20 and 40 metre bands, cqrz.com for more. Special call sign AU40NRO is active on the HF bands until the 30th of June, celebrating the 40th anniversary of the National Institute of Amateur Radio in India. QSL via VU2NRO. Victor India 75G is the call sign used by Geelong Amateur Radio Club throughout 2023, celebrating its 75th anniversary. QSL via Logbook of the World, EQSL or VK3ATL. DX News, your last chance to work YL2GM, who's active as VU2W from the Lakshadweep Islands in the Arabian Sea. He's operating from Minicoy Island, AS106, with a focus on the 6-metre band, although he also uses other bands. QSL via Logbooks OQRS is preferred, or direct to YL2GN. Roland, or Roland, F80N, is active as TR8CR from Gabon until the 12th of August. He operates CW only on the 30 and 10 meter band, sorry, from the 32 10 meter bands. QSL via F6AJA. Airsoy TA20M has been active as 3 Charlie 3 Charlie Alpha from Bioko Island, AF010, Equatorial Guinea, since October last year. His current plans are to stay there for another 2 months. He usually operates using FT8 On the HF, Bansen, he uploads his log to Club Log and Logbook of the World on a regular basis. Contest News 50 MHz Trophy Contest ends its 24-hour run at 1400 UTC today, the 18th. Using all modes on the 6-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Also today, the 18th of June, the Worked All Britain 6-meter phone contest runs from 0800 to 1400 UTC. Using phone on the 6-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and Worked All Britain square. The All Asian DX contest ends its 48-hour run at 2359 UTC today. Using CW on the 160 to 10 metre bands, where contests are allowed, the exchanger signal report and age. On Tuesday the 20th of June, the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC, all modes on 1.3 gigs frequencies, the exchanger signal report, serial number and locator. Thursday the 22nd of June, the 80 metre club championship SSB contest runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC, SSB on the 80-metre band, the exchange of signal report and serial number. And Sunday the 25th of June, the 50 megs CW contest runs from 0900 to 1200 UTC. Using all modes on the 6-metre band, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. On Sunday the 25th of June, the UK Microwave Group 5.7 and 10 gigs contest runs from 0600 to 1800 UTC. Using all modes on 5.7 and 10 gigs frequencies, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Now, radio report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. They write, "We had another week of sound HF propagation helped by relatively quiet geomagnetic conditions, a lack of bad solar flares and some good multi-hop sporadic E openings. The KP index never rose above 3 and was mostly 1s and 2s. This was no doubt helped by no M-class or higher solar flares, no Earth-directed coronal mass ejections. A large filament did break away from the Sun on the 12th, but luckily was directed away from Earth. The solar flux index declined to the mid-140s after reaching 172 on the 6th of June. Paul GM4ULS sent an impressive log on 10 metres SSB, contacts with Brazil, Argentina, Chile and Uruguay. These were mostly during the late afternoon, although Paul says the openings often started around noon. F2 layer propagation was the first thought, but closer analysis suggested these were more likely to be multi-hop sporadic E's. If these contacts die out as we progress through the summer, that should confirm that they were multi-hop sporadic E. Paul does have one tip if he listens to 27.555, which is the CSSB CB calling. If he hears activity there, he fires up on the 10-meter band. Other DX this week has included VP6A on Ducie Island in the South Pacific. This DX expedition should be active until the 26th of June, so there's plenty of time to work them. 8Q7KB in the Maldives should also be there until the 21st of June. Next week, the Space Weather Prediction Centre thinks the solar flux index will start the week at about 150 and rise to 170. After a geomagnetic disturbance this weekend, we may see the KP index rise to 4 and is likely to be caused by a coronal hole on the Sun's surface. We may expect quieter conditions next week with a maximum KP index of 2. VHF and up, there's been some excellent sporadic E and super tropo propagations during recent UK activity contest events. This is high season for sporadic E, so it's worth a few notes to sharpen your DX potential. There are two main windows of activity, mid-morning and late afternoon, or early evening. For early risers, there can be a surprise window of activity around 0600 to 0700 UTC on some days, and this is particularly useful for paths across the pole to Japan and the Pacific. The tendency is for openings to migrate westwards. Paths across Europe, Eastern Europe, will be replaced by new paths to Italy or even Iberia as the particular event window migrates west. In this peak season of sporadic E operating, many windows may almost merge into one continuous activity period, especially on the lower bands such as 10 and 6 metres. As paths to Portugal fade, the new cycle may be starting with paths to Scandinavia and the Baltic. Multi-hop paths will be weaker than single hops and often more fleeting due to the complex geometry required, making the slower data modes frustrating. Add this to the two frequency spreading, and sometimes slick fast CW can be the best mode if you can find the activity. The prolonged high pressure has provided some very good tropo paths, particularly across the North Sea to Scandinavia. This may not be so reliable in the coming week, as low pressure moves in and offers heavy thundery showers as a source of rain scatter for gigahertz operators. Meteor scatter and aurora are also always possible, but sporadicky will probably be too much of a distraction. Sunday sees peak moon declination, but with apogee this coming Thursday, path losses will be at their highest. 144 meg sky noise is moderate until Saturday afternoon, when the sun and moon are very close in the sky, spoiling the weekend for VHF-EME. This close-to-eclipse condition persists until Sunday night, after which the noise levels are low to moderate for the rest of the week. That's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me. Until next week.